Namaste. My name is Urmila. I am an emotional wellness coach and a counselor on forgiveness practice. This episode is about affirmations and feelings we hold while repeating them. This episode is titled Creating Life Experiences with Positive Affirmations. What are affirmations? What is the benefit of doing affirmations? Here we talk about positive affirmations. The job of an affirmation is to shift a feeling. We affirm at all times through thoughts we harbor. Most of the time, however, the leaning is on the negative affirmations, such as, looks like I'm unwell, I cannot sit still, I do not like this place, etc., etc. These consistent thought forms go on to create one's subjective world, and experiences build on these. If thought forms are positive, then positive experiences are built. A dominant thought form is a belief one creates, making it true for self and acting from that point. Positive affirmations are created and practiced to shift a non-helpful point of view to something more pleasant, to attract pleasant things and experiences. We attract what we are. Many times, you will notice affirmations do not work. That is primarily because we are mouthing something but not being it, not feeling it, not living it, or believing it. The new feelings have not sunk in. For example, in saying affirmations of abundance, yet feeling a sense of lack from inside will not create abundance. So, how should one affirm? It takes a bit of practice. In fact, a lot of practice. It is a practice of holding on to the positive idea long enough, consistent enough, and working in ways that emboldens the new thought affirmation. So what is practice? Practice is the continual effort of remaining in. Remaining in what? A chosen state of being. A state of being or feeling which isn't throwing one in negative states, but in states that are desired. For instance, abundance is desired instead of lack. So, talk, believe, feel abundance more to solidify that vibrational state. Affirmations do not work because of contradictory feelings. One cannot create abundance thinking and talking about lack. One cannot develop a good relationship with the body by thinking ill of the body. One cannot appreciate things in life when focus is on complaints. One can't reach their full potential living and talking about self-limitations. Affirmations work if internally you feel the shift in feelings and emotions. Feelings must move. From feeling of disappointment, say over a bad job interview, to shifting to a feeling of confidence, feeling of upliftment, feeling a good rush of energy within, feeling more cheerful, more positive, more optimistic, more light, more bright. So one can question, how, when I am not feeling any of these? This is exactly where and when the application of positive affirmations holds merit. To shift focus, think of those thoughts that generate better feelings. It is done consciously, deliberately, knowingly, feelingly. It is the practice of those vibrations beforehand where one desires to be. This is not to say that one brushes aside the feelings one feels, for example, of lack or say discouragement or, as stated earlier, of disappointment. Do remember the significance of balance and a balanced living and remaining in balanced point of view. And when is balance attained? When two forces are present are at work and you find your own center within them. And why is it important to find center? To evolve, to grow, to reduce suffering, to keep pace with the innate nature of flow. So coming back to the example, one can acknowledge feeling discouraged, disappointment. Feel it in the body. Sit with this aspect of self for a while to introspect the events, such as, why did I have this experience? What must I be believing in to draw this event or experience? What is it telling me? What must I learn from this? How may I move on from here now? And how can I create better outcome having learned what I learned and did not have that insight earlier? One can thank the experience and move on in understanding as opposed to feeling conflicted about it. Positive affirmations are tools for that shift. Dear friends, this ends today's episode. You can reach out to me at hellokarmicwellness@gmail.com or www.karmicwellness.in. Till we meet again, namaste.